The waiver program provides intensive behavioral treatment for children ages 2 through 6 who are diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder. Since the waiver began, more than 300 children statewide have received treatment. Jandy Mortensen-Jones's 5-year-old son has been in the program for a year, enabling her to afford therapy 15 hours per week in her home. Without the waiver program, Jones says the cost would be equivalent to her mortgage.
We've seen big progress in just him being able to be more regulated, not having as many outbursts, and then learning just a lot of language skills. I mean, for him to make the cognitive gains that he's made would not have been possible without that one-on-one intervention.
Jones is pleased to know that her son can continue the program for another year. The waiver was originally funded as a 2-year pilot project, but State Representative Rhonda Rudd Menlove ran a bill making it an ongoing program during this year's legislative session. John Owen, president of the Utah Autism Coalition, says the continuity is important for families.
You know, do you really want to do something that's only going to last 6 months? And will it be renewed next year? You don't really know. But the fact that Representative Menlove got this passed into law is very good, and people can rely on that at least some.
The numbers served by this program are limited, however. Owen himself did not get selected in the waiver lottery, so he's been paying for his son's behavioral therapy out of his own pocket. But Owen is looking forward to 2016, when insurance coverage for children's autism will be mandated in Utah.
The future looks pretty bright right now.
Lawmakers passed a bill in the latest legislative session that requires all state-regulated insurance plans to cover the treatment of autism for children from 2 to 9 years old. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.